welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. This week, I'm going to start off with a little side story. When I was a therapist, I was looking to work with a new population. I'd been working with families before when I first started out. I'd been working with families and families with a lot of abuse in them. And I kind of, when I moved to the Chicago area, I wanted to try something new. So I came across intuitive eating and I learned everything I could about intuitive eating. And I found a supervisor who actually is pretty big in the intuitive eating community. And I worked with her. And just so you know what intuitive eating is, it's basically, it's kind of a way of eating that isn't incredibly strict, but it's very mindful. And it's not strict at all. It's the thing is that you just have to be mindful and you need to learn, you learn how to listen to your body, to listen to when you're hungry, to listen to when you're full, to when you want to reach for certain food. You kind of ask yourself why you're choosing that food, especially if it's like a comfort food. So that's basically what intuitive eating is. And so what was interesting though, for me, when I was doing intuitive eating, because I wanted to do it before I started working with people on it, I noticed something. I noticed that although I was listening to my body and listening to my cues, I was kind of fudging the rules. Even though there aren't really rules, I was kind of like, okay, well, I really want this Snickers bar and I'm hungry and I'm sure my body's asking for that, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden I'd be eating a Snickers bar, right? And this isn't to shame me. This isn't anything. But what happened was, this happened for a number of months. And the intuitive eating, although for the most part it was going pretty well, it was also not going well because I was not completely listening to everything that my body was saying. It was not saying I needed a Snickers bar. My mind was saying that. My taste buds were saying that. And so this is not about shaming. I know I just did a podcast last week about shaming, and I just want to be clear. This is not about shaming. And if you're eating Snickers bar right now, God bless. I will join you soon. I'm done with this podcast. This is not about that. This is totally about how this now relates to decluttering and specifically my decluttering program, because my decluttering program is not strict at all. It's basically you basically just are like, okay, I'm gonna declutter for 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes a day. And it's slow and steady. And then when you get to the harder stuff, you ask yourself hard questions. So this is the thing is, I was thinking about this, how someone might do my decluttering programs, follow my suggestions, and then still not declutter the harder stuff. And I think that it would be because it's tough. It's tough to ask yourself those questions. And it's easier to just grab the Snickers, so to speak, right? Like, if I had asked myself, why am I going for the Snickers bar? I might not have actually, and really gone through like what's going on emotionally for me. I might not have actually grabbed a Snickers bar. So regarding decluttering, what is it about the hard stuff that you're avoiding? And the thing is, it's hard for a reason, right? Like, I don't call the emotional stuff easy because it's not easy. But if you have been doing my decluttering programs, if you have been doing 15 minutes a day, if you've been reading my blog or listening to the podcast and taking what's in those, the questions that I ask, the journal prompts that I give, and if you 9 times out of 10 decide to keep something, what's going on there? Because it might, you might be making good reason for why you should be keeping all of the stuff that you're keeping, or you might not really be sitting with the feelings that go around those items and what it means to own them and what it means to let them go. And I'm sorry for giving you tough love here, but it needs to be said. Because if you don't ask yourself those hard questions, and if you don't do that work, the clutter, there's a lot of the surface clutter is going to go away, yes, from the 15 minutes a day or the 30 minutes a day. But the stuff that's in your basement or in your attic or in your garage or in your storage unit or in your closets or in your cupboards or in your, I'm trying to think, shed. Those things are going to stay, and it'll get lighter, but it's not gonna, it's going to be frustrating. I'm just going to tell you that it's going to be frustrating because you're going to be like, I've done all this decluttering and I still have all this work. I still have all this stuff. So yeah, tough love. I'm sorry, y'all, but I had to say it because it has to be said. You're doing great. And you need to ask yourself the hard questions. And if you're having a hard time asking yourself the hard questions, what's going on? All right. This is all I have to say for you today. I didn't realize I was going to be so like tough love on you, but I guess I am today. And I hope you have a great week and you can do it. And I'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.